Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. It's champions like you that give this country a fighting chance. That's right, you're on the right side of history. So come along on a journey of knowledge as need-to-know news is just around the bend. On today's podcast, Morgan Wallen is a douchebag with legs. Elon Musk's favorability plummets in a new poll. No friggin' doy. And Bill Maher takes his final leap to sell out Citi. All this and more on today's episode of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Get comfortable and get ready. Get horny and get ready. Because you never know if you'll be chilling or getting naked. Either way, the guys bring you another all-star episode of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. And go!
Firing fast, right out of the gate. It's The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Welcome to the podcast.
I usually try not to fire off too fast. I'll make an exception.
Oh, dude, I think you can fire as fast as you want. You seem to be a man who can chug some Gatorade and go back in for round two.
That's fair enough. I'm loving in the name.
I don't know if that's fair or not. You know, like, I don't feel like it's fair to me.
Well, sometimes I wonder if it's fair for everyone involved. Sometimes if you're walking a little funny the next day, it means you had a good time. So I'm proud of that.
Sure. Yeah, I just need a little more recovery time than that. Hey, by the way, we give you two podcasts each and every week. We need a little recovery time after those two podcasts. So you're getting in at the right time. Welcome to the show.
Indeed. You can check out our website, thevocalminority.net. You can find us on social media. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Threads. I'm saying all the worst ones first. We're on YouTube, Reddit, and TikTok. Those are the best. We're also on Threads, Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky. Blue Sky's good. I can't tell how many people watch our videos, but we get a lot of shares and love, so that's good.
Well, good. Check out our comment line, 844-48-VOCAL. Use your telephone as a microphone. Make a little comment on the show. It doesn't have to be good. It can be bad. We like it all. So there you go.
We're a glutton for punishment in all the right ways.
Indeed we are. You heard some of those little teases in the open. I saw you smile on a couple of them, so I'm assuming you're aware of Morgan Wallen.
Well, I think it's funny. You have three M's in there. You got Morgan, Musk, and Maher highlighted in the open there, so that's fun. Morgan, I think we'll get to. Musk, his favorability is down. What? How could that be? How could that be?
Newsweek put out an article that popped up on my feed, and it was the title was Elon Musk's favorability plummets in new poll. I'm like, really? That's insane.
They apparently didn't survey the people he just gave several million dollars to. I'm sure they love him.
I don't think anyone loves him right now, dude. You got a guy that walks around giving Sieg Heils, and you want to love him for money? Well, you're a piece of shit.
Well, he's got 37 kids, so someone must love him, right?
Yeah, and all different mamas, right? I mean, isn't that what the Republicans are against?
I'm not sure any of the kids love them, but some of those women must have at least be willing, if not able. So,
yeah, that's true. I'll give you that. Okay,
kids are so ungrateful. So don't use them as the metric for their parental love.
Yeah, we don't care about kids' feelings in this country.
Right. The Bill Maher thing. I don't quite know what to make of that. So I will tell you, I watched whatever the hell show is called now. It's been so long. Bill Maher, not politically incorrect.
Who knows? He's got a couple of them. Real time. Yeah. All right.
I watched it for the first time in quite a while on HBO this past Friday night. And he did bring up the fact that he is going to meet Trump. And honestly, Gavin Newsom brought it up. Because the topic came up that Gavin's been having people on his podcast that some of the left is not happy about, like Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon. And Newsom's point was, we need to have these conversations. We need to find middle ground. We need to just have these chats. And I'm not going to apologize for talking to somebody I disagree with. And he pointed out, Bill, you're going to see Trump this coming week, right?
Yeah. Who's the guy we had on? Project Liberal. What was his name? You remember it?
Not off the top of my head, no. Joshua Echol, yes.
Yeah, Joshua Echol, Project Liberal. He's a cool dude and is part of the resistance, fighting the good fight. But he also had made the comment as we interviewed him that, yeah, we need to start having these conversations because the Democratic Party is getting nowhere you know, with the attitude that we have. So,
yeah, someone pointed out in one of my comment section interactions the other day that, you know, the approval rating for the Dems is in the toilet. And I'm like, what are the Dems supposed to approve of right now? Like, Dems are pissed off. We've been beat up. There's nothing to approve of or be happy about. So I'm not surprised that the approval rating is low. What would I approve of?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, as we see the AOC and Bernie Sanders and Jasmine Crockett, I mean, see, these are some of the people on the in the Democratic Party, the liberal side, that are stepping up saying, you know, we have to make a change. What we're doing doesn't work anymore, and actually doing some rallies. And there is a portion of the Democratic Party that's coming out in droves to support him. So do we need to make that big of a change?
I don't know. People keep saying, well, who's going to run in 2028? Like, first of all, my crystal ball is in the shop. Secondly, we're 3 seconds into the 4 years of Trump. Like, I don't know what the hell the world's going to look like in 4 years, let alone 4 days from now. So yeah. Why don't we all just take a little breath?
Yeah. Well, you say a true thing there. Bill Maher, I don't know, for us on the program, we used to love Bill Maher, and I don't completely hate Bill Maher, but he is definitely not my favorite guy. He's gone off the rails a little bit throughout the pandemic and stuff like that. My opinion.
Yes.
But him going to meet with Trump, and then, you know, you think about Trump made a comment on it and kind of called him out, and he was like, I don't really want to meet with them. You know, he hasn't spoken favorably about me and what I'm doing and everything. So right. I guess it could be interesting. So if he says that, like, yeah, I'm out like a trout, dude. I don't know why you're going, Bill Maher.
Well, first of all, I would tell you, I watched Real Time with my dad, and I had told him that, you know, Bill Maher's kind of turned into the angry old man on the front porch yelling at the kids to get off his lawn. And the opening monologue for the Real Time that we turned on, within 30 seconds, somebody in the crowd was apparently trying to take a picture of Bill Maher. And Bill Maher stopped the monologue mid-joke and started screaming at this guy. And I'm just like, well, he's sort of proving my point. He's got
right
on the porch. So.
No kidding, dude. That's funny. Yeah,
that was funny.
Have you watched his show at all? Or I know it's a podcast, but you can watch it where he drinks and smokes pot and talks to people.
Yeah. So, just clips on the internet, yeah.
He had Kid Rock on, I don't know, a few days ago, and they had a conversation. And I was just irritated because Kid Rock was saying things that were so hypocritical. Imagine that. And just so out of anything normal or honest. And Bill Maher didn't call him on any of it.
Kid Rock is the ambassador that put together this Trump meeting, right?
Right. Yeah. He's doing some good work. I sent you a video clip over last week of Kid Rock playing a concert in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
And let me tell you, if you lost respect for Kid Rock, you're really going to lose respect for him now, because his concerts, behind him on the stage, he has a big MAGA sign. He's really eating this up, and I think it's probably the only thing keeping him somewhat relevant. But he's got a song where he's like, you know, we the people. What were they chanting, dude?
Well, they included the whole Brandon thing in the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Brandon. I was like, Biden's nowhere to be seen, dude. He's probably in a nursing home. You're still with the Let's Go, Brandon shit?
Listen, people invested good money into that Brandon merchandise, so you can't just let it go. That'd be economically unsound. So as far as what to expect, though, from this meeting, I mean, Maher addressed it. And he didn't seem to have some high hopes, and he certainly didn't paint a picture that he's going there to, like, kiss the ring or anything. So I think he's going to try to have some sort of conversation and see if they can meet in the middle. But he seems pessimistic. Trump seems pessimistic. But apparently Kid Rock cashed in a favor to make this happen. Instead of, like, I don't know, getting somebody off death row or something, he decided to put Bill Maher and Trump together. So I'm going to reserve judgment until we see what comes of it exactly. But, yeah, Trump is already bashing on the whole thing, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch Maher and see what he does with his time, if he makes good on it. You ready to do a little need-to-know news today?
Yes, I am.
Need-to-know news.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
News you need to know.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hello, Stephen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Is that 1952 calling me? That's great.
Yeah.
I would just like to point out before we continue with the show here that release day for this podcast will be April 1st. So happy April Fool's Day to everybody out there.
Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Don't get fooled on April Fool's Day.
Will it happen? We shall see.
Steve Harness.
All right, so let's get into the other M news, the Morgan Wallen thing. So I will fully admit I have not yet watched Saturday Night Live, but I did notice, just on a quick aside, the host is the actress from Anora.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, do you see her titties? Her name is Mikey. Mikey Madison.
Mikey Madison. That falls into that category, first of all, of girls with guys' names that we do find sexy. I don't know why, but it is.
Yeah. Do you see her titties in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Amongst other things.
I'll watch it.
Right. For anyone who has seen Anora, you'll find this hilarious. I visited my dad this past weekend with my girlfriend Kennedy and his new wife, and we were bored Saturday night. Like, we had been out, we got home, and we're like, let's put a movie on. So we scroll through the menu, and Anora is streaming. We're like, oh, hey, this thing won a ton of Oscars. The four of us should all sit here and watch this movie together. And I didn't know anything about the movie. Just, hey, it won like 9 Oscars. It must be artistic and thought-provoking. It's softcore porn is all I know. And we made it 15 minutes in before one of us was finally like, we have got to stop watching this altogether. This is crazy.
Makes me laugh, dude. I told you earlier today that my mom went to see it. When she got home, she's like, Nikki, that's kind of a porno. Like, it was really dirty. I was like, oh. So when you told me you watched it, I was like, oh, boy.
I mean, it starts off in a strip club, and that's the most family-friendly portion of the movie that we made it through. And
so funny.
I mean, she is upside down and spread eagle, and I mean, yes, I saw her boobies and then some. So,
did you have chub at any point? And, you know, as you're in the room with everybody, did you chub up?
No. I found nothing sexy about the moment in and of itself. Now, I do want to go back and watch this movie now, not only because it's not outside of my wheelhouse. It was sexy and there was pot smoking and vaping and all sorts of fun going on, but not with my freaking father and his wife sitting there. So I'm curious to know, at what point does this movie turn into multi-Oscar winning, artistically worthy? Because it just seems to be a softcore porn film based on the first 15, 20 minutes. So
maybe the Academy, we all just got really horny. They're like, yeah, this is Oscar worthy.
Well, they do say, especially with men, like when you get aroused and all the blood flows south, like your brain's not working quite as well. So maybe that's how they all voted for the movie. But yeah.
Yeah. You get a little popcorn and a little Lubriderm and go watch it again, okay?
A Lubriderm, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So anyway, Mikey Madison did host SNL this weekend, and Mikey and Morgan Wallen was the musical guest. And I don't know what the deal with SNL is. Are they a glutton for punishment? Because they had invited Morgan Wallen on a couple of years ago. Then they had to cancel it because he had done some pretty definitively racist things, using the N-word on camera and whatnot. And so they canceled him, but then they ended up, I think this is his second time back now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, but yeah, the controversy was at the end. It's a tradition at the end of SNL that the whole cast is up on the stage, and then the host and the musical guest will, you know, the host will, thank you for listening, thank you to my musical guest, thanks to the, you know, everyone cheers, and they all high five. And that's like a big, based on the behind-the-scenes interviews, that's a big moment in every show, that we made it through the show and they're all having a little camaraderie and they go out and party that night. But yeah, Morgan Wallen, as soon as Mikey Madison there said thanks to everyone, he basically stormed straight off stage.
In an uncomfortable fashion. I mean, because like you just mentioned, like people are hanging out and they're hugging and, you know, it's an emotional moment because they just had a week, dude, of leading up to writing, staying up late, they're on no sleep, you know. So it's like your firstborn getting done with a production. Like, there's been so much work put into it, it's a little emotional, and they're loving on each other.
Yeah. Kenan Thompson, who is officially now the longest running full-time, you know, featured cast member ever, which I'm not surprised by that title. I have a hard time remembering when Kenan Thompson was not on SNL.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's a great guy to be on the show for that long. Kenan Thompson's fantastic.
Sure. He said in an interview just after the show there, maybe it was Sunday, maybe it was today, I don't know. He said, quote, "I don't know what goes through people's minds when they decide to do stuff like that. I don't know if he understood the assignment or not, or if he was really feeling a certain kind of way. Maybe he had to go to the potty or something," was his comment. So.
Interesting. And yeah, it wasn't that benign, really.
Well, and so he stormed off stage, immediately left, and then apparently, you know, immediately after, posted a picture on Instagram of him getting on a private jet, saying that he, "No, get me to God's country." That's what he said. Get me to God's country.
Yeah. As he got on a private jet, you know.
Yes. And sailed Kenan off. Said, "God country. It's strange. It's like, what are you trying to say? You're trying to say that we are not in God's country? We're not all in God's country? We're not all under God's umbrella." Here's my thing. In defense of Morgan Wallen, I don't think he understood where this show was being filmed at in the liberal bastion of New York City. There's really no indication on that show anywhere of where it's happening.
You're an idiot, dude. Listen, it's called Saturday Night Live. It's an institution. Right.
It's
right?
Not like they announce at the beginning of the show where it's live from. Right. I think the open is always live from somewhere. It's Saturday Night. Like, I don't think the poor man understood what he was being subjected to.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. From what I read, he said, you know, based off, like, he'd been in the city too long. Get me back to God's country. Yeah. And you're in New York City, dude. You're in New York City, a place that I'd love to spend a little time. And you're on Saturday Night Live. You couldn't have sat there for 20 more seconds. You're such a douchebag.
Well, I mean, he was having an allergic reaction to too much liberalism. You weren't asking him to put himself in harm's way, I assume. I mean, you understand the man has a moral compass to abide by.
Of course I do. I mean, he's been partially canceled for a brief moment for being racist and using the N-word. And he got pulled over and was a little bitch with the cops. I don't know if you ever saw that video, but Morgan Wallen is a freaking meatball, dude. I hate Morgan Wallen.
I mean, he's had several big country hits, so he has to be right about some things.
So did Barry Manilow, dude. Barry Manilow's not right about anything.
It's another great American you're mentioning, Barry Manilow. Like, I think you're weakening your case. You're not scoring any points here. So,
how many Morgan Wallen albums do you have downloaded?
I mean, it's hard to keep track. You know, as we learned from the Signal gate this past week, things just get sucked into your phone. So I'm pretty sure I have all of his albums, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you know, try it in a small town, Stephen. You know, try it in a small town. You don't go to an institution like SNL and disrespect. You don't do that in my house, all right?
I think he thought it was in a small town. There's more than one New York City. I'm pretty sure Georgia and Alabama both have a New York City. He just thought he was in one of those.
Why do you want to get away from Mikey Madison so quickly, dude? You got this hot little baby sitting next to you?
Well, I mean, she's obviously a sinner. Did you not hear how I described her Oscar-winning movie? She couldn't get by an acting strength. She just had to show her boobies. I mean, that's not what God wants. That's the work of the devil right there. So he wanted to get back to God's country, standing next to that prostitute for hours. I mean, I think it's very unfair to Morgan Wallen.
Oh, you think?
His perspective.
Yeah, I have, dude, and I still think he's a douchebag.
Well, he was nice enough to show up. I mean, they had canceled him several times, yet he still lended his talent to a show that alienated him. I don't think that makes him a hypocrite. I think it makes him an American hero.
Oh, you think he's a patriot?
I think so. Wow. Yes. He put himself in harm's way. He's like a Navy SEAL, you know? He went into the enemy lines, went head on. Did his thing and then you know, escaped back to the God's country,
getting back to the middle class in his God. Private jet, right? I mean,
why are you anti-God? That's the real controversy going on here. What do you have against God's country?
Oh, I love God, dude. I don't like Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen's the devil.
Wow. Well, the devil went down to Georgia, so maybe that's where he was going.
Yeah, who knows? But Wouldn't invite him back. We've had Elon Musk on SNL. We've had Donald Trump on SNL. Now we've had Morgan Wallen. We've had Kid Rock. You think that, we leave people out. You know, we only take care of our own. Like, no, we keep inviting you. No, I almost said the wrong word, dude. I almost said the wrong word.
Yes, and listen, all of those proud patriots went onto that show as well to bless it with their appearance. None of them had anything to gain. That was all for the advantage of the liberals and on Saturday Night Live. And is it really live? I mean, let's be honest. Really?
The hell is wrong with you, dude?
I'm just questioning if it's really live. I watch it on the West Coast. It doesn't seem to be live. I don't think so.
I watch it at 8 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's done live. It's live.
The show airs at like 11:30. There's shenanigans going on. There's a liberal conspiracy here. Saturday Night Liberal. I think that's what the actual L stands for.
I see.
Morgan Wallen is just trying to enlighten all of us.
You know, this is funny to think about this, is that I've thought so many times in my adult life that, there's nothing that could ever tear me apart from Steve. Like, he's my best friend. But fuck, man, you're no fun, dude. You're no fun like this at all.
I'm just telling it like it is, man. I mean, come on. He didn't know where he was. He blessed them with his presence. And the show's not live. That's all I'm saying.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Where's Nick?
Hello, sir. Listen to this, Stephen. I would like to know if you know Phil Donahue, right?
Not personally. I remember him, though. Yeah. I don't think he's alive still.
No, he died just like a couple months ago. But Phil Donahue. Pioneer of the broadcast world, and I don't even know why I'm bringing him up, other than there's a man named Sean Donahue, no relation. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't. Do we know who his dad is?
His dad is another Donahue, who's an actor, but it's like a B-list actor. I don't even know his name. So,
did Phil Donahue do the whole dad thing, or was that just Maury Povich?
I think that's just Povich. Okay, so Sean Donahue, nominee for EPA General Counsel, he was at his confirmation hearing, and I thought it went well for him, okay? If you didn't get to hear any of his confirmation hearing, I'm going to play a little audio of Senator Washington sat down. He is a Democrat, and he had a few questions for Sean Donahue.
We believe that whether you are a doctor, an accountant, a lawyer, you should be hired and promoted based on skill and competence.
As an associate, have you practiced law anywhere else other than that firm that terminated you and in the solar company where you supervised no lawyers?
Senator, I have not.
Have you practiced law in any other place?
I have not, Senator.
Have you ever tried a case to verdict?
No, Senator.
Have you ever argued a motion?
I have not, Senator.
Do you know what a motion in limine is?
I do vaguely, yes.
Have you ever authored and signed a legal pleading?
I have not, Senator.
Have you ever taken a deposition?
I have not, Senator. This is probably the closest I've ever come to that.
You should be hired based on merit.
Yeah, that's the Republican Party is saying, like, the DEI thing of the past, be hired on merit. And yet we see another idiot coming in underneath Donald Trump, or trying to get in. I'm sure he'll be confirmed. Sean Donahue, nominee for EPA General Counsel.
Yeah. Well, listen, he sounds like a clean slate. You know, and that's what you need in this country. People that don't come in with all this preconceived notion based on experience. I want somebody who is open to whatever suggestions the powers that be have.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So you like it when people are just kind of a blank slate and can make mistakes, like, oh, I don't know. Like, if you were planning an attack on somebody, you might chat and invite the press to see what you guys are all chatting about, that kind of thing.
I don't know what you're referring to with that. People get sucked into these conversations, Nick. It's not the fault of the suckies. It's the ones that do the sucking that we should blame.
Yeah.
Usually that's men in gas station bathrooms. But the point on this one is, it sounds like Trump is trying to hire somebody who is an open book. who's open to learning on the job. I mean, we want somebody to learn on the job, don't we?
Well, I mean, why don't we just hire Barron for it? That dude can turn on and off a laptop like nobody's business.
I would think that might be an excellent idea. I mean, why not?
It is interesting in this because my wife's a lawyer, so I know all the things that he's talking about. At the very end there, he says, have you ever taken a deposition? I imagine everybody in the world knows what a deposition is. He asked, no, I have not, but this is probably the closest I've ever done to that. Well, right. he was not being deposed, or he wasn't deposing anybody.
But
right?
People are asking him questions. He had a microphone in front of him. I mean, this is essentially a deposition right now. So, yeah, I think that's an intelligent perspective to take on it. You see how he's open to new input and ideas? He's observing what's around him.
Dude, you woke up with a mind virus today. I mean, what are you talking about? This guy has
day?
Never...
What day is this? I forget.
Oh, we're April 1st, recording day, okay?
Yeah, right.
Some call it April Fool's or whatever. So, yeah, but you woke up with some sort of mind virus today. I don't know what's the matter with you.
I think you've been talking to your wife, who you said is a lawyer. DEI, hello. How would a woman get a job as a lawyer? That's crazy.
Yeah, that is a little crazy. I don't know if I can argue with you on that one. Okay?
I bet she thinks she learned a lot in like law school and in her whatever they are, internships and stuff. And what is she? Has she been in a court before and talked in front of a judge?
Yeah, she's done all those things, dude.
And what does that give her? Experience? What the hell's that for?
I mean, I guess it should give her a leg up on Donahue here. She should probably be the nominee for the EPA General Counsel.
No, Donahue's a clean slate. Your wife clearly has preconceived training and experience.
I didn't play it in the clip, but he was also asked, have you ever ridden a bike? He also said no to that. So look, he hasn't even ridden a bike, dude.
Clean slate. We need more clean slates in this country.
Oh, yeah. You were chanting something earlier. Clean slates are great. Clean slates are great.
It's catchy,
yeah,
right?
It is catchy.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, I don't need some lawyer trying to speak all lawyerese to me. Don't lawyer-splain to me. I want somebody who's fresh. I don't care if you used to be a plumber. I mean, somebody who doesn't have all of this liberal DEI law school knowledge coming at me, okay? I think I know what's best for this country.
You're not worried about the EPA?
EPA? I don't even know what EPA stands for. Why would I care what they're in charge of? I mean, please.
It's the Environmental Protection Agency. Don't you give a crap about our environment, dude?
I'm anti-DEI, and I'm anti-anything else with three letters in it, okay? So,
what about Drill Baby Drill? You into that?
That's got a lot more letters, so I think that's probably a good idea. That's got a lot of letters in it.
News you need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Clem. You're that Paul Harvey liberal cabal news broadcaster.
Paul Harvey wasn't liberal, dude. What's wrong with you?
Oh, please. That's what they keep telling you. That's what they want you to hear. I'm telling you the truth today. Do you hear me?
Yeah, keep Paul Harvey's name out of your mouth, dude. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to April 1st, April Fool's Day here on the podcast recording day. And here we are with Need to Know News.
Right. I'm not joking around. And neither is Trump, Emperor Trump, the exalted leader Trump, when he says that he could seek a third term.
Oh, wow. That is something that people who are constitutionalists would love, right?
Well, I mean, if you've read the Constitution, you must be some sort of liberal elite that went to college. I mean, come on.
You can listen to it if it's that tough for you. You know.
Is it on an ebook? That's actually a good question.
Yeah, I know. That seeps into your mind easiest, doesn't it?
Yes. Exalted Leader Trump issued his most extensive comments about the possibility of seeking a third term. He made it very clear he is not joking. Now, a lot of, you know, conservatives keep saying, like, he's joking, he's joking. Well, Trump has made it very, very clear. No, he is not joking about it. And he said that there's a few methods to do it. But, you know, like any good magician, he's not going to reveal his tricks. What fun would that be? he alluded that that Vance could run for the presidency next time and then just hand the reins over to Trump, even though the Constitution forbids that. Even you can't be the vice president, according to the Constitution, for whatever that is worth. That thing was written like 200 years ago. I mean, is it really accurate?
Yeah, that's the way that, you know, Republicans feel nowadays. All those constitutionalists, all those patriots, they're like, oh, you know, it's really old and, you know, we need to make amendments to it. And if it doesn't get down with what Trump wants to do, like, we'll just change it.
I think it's pretty much the Second Amendment. And then the other ones are kind of up to interpretation. We got to keep the Second, obviously. I mean,
it's your favorite.
I mean, it's the Second. I mean, what could be better?
The first, you know, like numerically.
The first was like practice. They were just sort of spitballing on the first one. They nailed it on the second one. And then the other ones, yeah, they were just sort of ad-libbing. I don't think they assumed anyone would read past the Second Amendment. So they just put a bunch of goofy things in there.
So Second Amendment, you're a big supporter. Have you shot anyone today?
Today? I mean, the day's not over yet.
Right. Are you a good guy with a gun? That's my question.
There's only good guys with guns. I mean, right?
Oh, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Is that what you're saying?
Thank you. See, you are making some sense today. So that's good. And Trump actually said today that technically it would be a fourth term that he would be running for because, you know, we denied him that second term thing. So this is technically his third term right now. So he'd be running for a fourth term. So technically, I don't know if it says you can't have four terms. It just says you can't have more than two. Is four more than two?
Yes, it's twice as many, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Numbers are open to interpretation. You're talking about like math now. Like, who wants to talk about math?
Yeah, it's not fun and exciting. But, you know, science facts, they do matter.
Yeah. So, no, Trump is not joking. He's laying the groundwork. And, yeah, the Constitution strictly prohibits it. But what is a constitution, really? I think these are sort of metaphysical things we're debating.
It's a document, dude. I mean, it's a document that was signed by several, including John Hancock. These are documents signed by our founding fathers, the beginning of this country.
Well, first of all, I think they all used auto pen or auto quill back then. And John Hancock, he signed outside of the lines. So I think he nullified his own signature with that. So
the hell are you talking about, dude?
You got to sign within the line. If you bleed outside the line, it's like coloring outside the line and you get marked down in kindergarten. It's the same thing with Hancock. He nullified the whole thing.
But since when is that a rule?
I think it's always been a rule. That's what I heard.
Why are you just bringing it up now?
Have we ever talked about the Constitution on the show before? I don't think so.
Dude, you have a short-term memory problem.
Not sure what you're referring to. But, yeah, I mean, so what? If we want him, and Trump said a lot of people want him to do it, and I think that's the 23rd Amendment, that as long as many people want it, screw anything written prior to this amendment. I think it's in there. That's what I heard.
Well, you should do a little research on it, dude. I don't know what's happening to your brain. Did you fact check anything you're talking about, or are you just talking out of your ass and feelings?
Fact checking are for liberal elites, and I am neither.
Wow.
Listen, dude, the president said he can get a third term. I mean, what? He's the president. If Obama said that, you would take him at his word. I mean, he's the Trump's the president.
I wouldn't. You mean king. If you agree with this, then the king said that. The president didn't say it.
Well, Trump did refer to himself as a king, so by my prior logic, anything he says must be a fact-checkable source. So there you go. He is the king.
Are you down with him being king? Like, you're all good with that?
I'm just a servant. No one cares what my opinion is. This is not some sort of like democracy or something. I mean, whatever people say goes.
Where were you on January 6th?
I took a vacation day that day.
Did you poop anywhere odd?
I don't think it was odd at all. I think it was appropriate.
Nancy Pelosi didn't think so.
Well, whatever. So again, Trump feels it's just fine to be running for a third term. Now, this is freaking some people out. like as if he's ignoring the Constitution thing you talked about. But I don't know. The guy's just spitballing. What's the harm in that?
Well, it riles people up. I mean, this creates chaos all over the world, not only in our own country, but everywhere. Like, that's
I don't think it should rile you up. It should soothe you. Do you know how stressful these elections have been? We don't need to keep dealing with those, do we?
Trump also said that he raised a lot of money for this next election. So, I mean, I guess if he doesn't run, that would be illegal that he kept all that money, right?
Well, he could probably spend it on golf. I mean, these golf trips are not free. So maybe he'll just forward that over to cover the expense. That makes
sense. Who are the idiots donating money to Trump for a third or fourth term, whatever he wants to call it?
I patriots, I would imagine.
Get him out of the country, dude. Get him out of the country.
Well, I think by then he will have taken over the whole world, so there will be no country to throw him out of. It'll just be Trump-sylvania everywhere.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Oh, there's...
He's got solutions. He's not just proposing open-ended things. So.
How do you think that he'll still be alive in, you know, if he did another couple of terms? I mean, he's going to be approaching 100 years of age.
Well, Trump told us, and this is science, he said that the human body is like a battery. And if you exercise a lot, you just run your battery down quicker. It's like my Apple Watch. If I don't use it very much, the battery lasts quite a while. If I'm always playing with the damn thing, you got to charge it every day. So Trump said he has not run his battery down. So I think he should live to be like 206, I'm going to say.
I don't know if that's how that actually works, dude, with the human body.
It's science. I mean, he said it.
It's not. Okay. All right, dude. That's enough out of you.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know. Start the news chant, please.
Come on.
News, 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 news.
Hey, dude, I don't want to add to your pain here, but this is not my full news story. I just forgot to bring it up to you. Bring It On, the title of the article here in the Atlanta Black Star News. Donald Trump's desire for a third term backfires as movement for Barack Obama's return gains steam.
No, 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 no. You can't go backwards, okay? Obama's already come and gone. Like, Trump's here now. So we're allowed to change things in the here and now. Unless you've invented a time machine. Okay, Mr. Science, have you invented a time machine? I don't think so.
All right. Well, I just want you to be aware that if you open that up for King Trump, you're going to have to open it up for everybody. Not that I would want that. Obama, best favorite president of my lifetime. I wouldn't be okay with him running again. I mean,
right,
that's
but this
crazy.
Means that you can have three terms, though. And don't you want to have as many opportunities in this land of ours as you can get?
No, dude.
You don't want to be denied a third term, do you, Nick Reynolds?
Let me tell you something else that your king does. He gets mad. He gets
He's not
very,
my king. He's our king.
Don't put that on me, dude. Don't ever say that again. Recording day of April 1, April Fool's Day, and Trump said a couple of days ago he's very angry and pissed off at Putin during an NBC News interview. Let me bring on Kristen Welker to tell you a little bit about this.
Just hours ago, President Trump called me to tell me he is, quote, pissed off with Russia's President Putin and threatened to impose secondary tariffs on Russia's oil. Quote, if Russia and I are unable to make a deal on stopping the bloodshed in Ukraine, and if I think it was Russia's fault, which it might not be, but if I think it was Russia's fault, I am going to put secondary tariffs on all oil coming out of Russia. Mr. Trump said 25% tariffs on Russian oil could happen any moment and told me he plans to speak with President Putin this week. On Iran, the president said he's also considering secondary tariffs if Iran doesn't agree to a nuclear deal. Quote, if they don't make a deal, there will be bombing, and it will be bombing the likes of which they have never seen before.
This comes from a president who ran on, you know, oh, I started no new wars, and I'm a peaceful president. I'm the peaceful president. Mm. He sure has been throwing his weight around, and the threat and talk of invasion on other countries and bombing for a peaceful president.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to commend him on speaking with Kirsten Welker. I mean, she's a woman and a minority and on NBC News. I mean, that is very open-minded and progressive of him to even acknowledge her existence. So I think we should just stop and praise him for that for a moment.
He loves women. He loves, no one loves women more than me.
Exactly. So that's appropriate. I think it was just Women's History Month or something. So kudos to him for that. He also promised to bomb Iran like they've never seen before. That's giving new things to other countries. And certainly that can't be bad. It's new.
Oh, you view it as a gift, huh?
Well, we've never seen it before. So much like Christmas morning, I've never seen my gifts before. So
how can you reason in that dumb brain of yours the fact that we're going to be sending our servicemen and women over to set those bombs off and there will be death and loss?
He promised to create more jobs in this country, and we're going to have to lay military people off if they don't have somebody to go bomb. So this is really a job creation program. Plus, people have to make those bombs. I mean, that's a lot of jobs right there.
What do you say? Listen, what do you say to the parents who send their kids over there to die, and they do die? What do you say to them?
Hey, fist bump. Like, you know, patriotic. You sent your kid to the army. What happens after then? I mean, who knows? Oh, I mean, and by the way, I've seen a bunch of those Spielberg movies. Like, a lot of those heroes die. I don't think you can be a hero if you're not dead. So really, he's creating brand new heroes is what he's doing.
Wow. So Trump's not a hero.
Well, I mean, he's the job creator. He's the hero creator, which is pretty much God. And I think we can all agree that God is a hero.
We will not be agreeing on that.
What? You don't think God is heroic?
No, I don't think that he is God.
Well, I mean, they're pretty much the same. They both create heroes. I think I just explained this. Is this microphone on?
Yeah, if Trump said, if Russia and I are unable to make a deal on stopping the bloodshed in Ukraine, and I think it was Russia's fault, which it might not be, but I think it was, I will take care of this. Now he's all of a sudden jumping into Zelensky's lap when Putin starts talking about Zelensky's credibility. Trump comes and fights for him. Like, I don't get this guy.
I don't think Zelensky can have credibility because Trump just admonished him a couple of weeks ago. So obviously he has no credibility. And now Putin, because Trump is pissed at him, Putin doesn't have any credibility either, which means we now have the moral high ground and we are correct on all of this.
You love Russia?
To Russia with love. I mean,
Listen, I want you to tell me that you love Putin.
Well, I mean... I love all people. I mean, they're all God's creations.
I thought you were the hateful group.
No. Who am I to question God? And God created these people, except trans people, which Trump made not exist anymore. So I don't have to love them. But Putin is a human. So therefore, he's lovable.
What about the old hit? What about the old Hitler?
The old hit? Oh, Putin on the Ritz? That was a big hit in the 80s. Putin on the Ritz. That was classic. I think Putin actually did co-write that song, which is why they made his name part of the title, Putin on the Ritz. So,
what do you think about these tariffs being used to wage war on other countries? And if that doesn't work, we will send bombs. Are you all for it?
Well, tariffs are just free money to America is how I've been explained.
Oh, God.
That's what I heard. Other countries pay them, so that's just basically free money. I'm not opposed to free money. So,
how's your 401k right now?
It's A-okay. I haven't checked it in a while. I assume it's okay.
Oh, God, dude. Do you want to get into the next news story and tell everyone the date, please? Can we get a date check, please?
Yeah. I think today's April 1st. That's all I know.
It is April 1st.
Need to know news. News you need to know.
Actually having fun. This is so much easier than any sort of informed opinion. So.
Oof, man. Let me tell you that it's hard to sit by you.
Hey, apparently TikTok is going to be saved in the next 4 days. So that's cool.
Oh, really?
The word I'm getting. And Washington, D.C., whatever, manipulate or lie to us. So Trump says he thinks there will be a deal on TikTok ahead of the April deadline, which is April 5th. We have a lot of potential buyers, a lot of potential buyers. That's tremendous interest. Whenever he uses the word tremendous, Nick,
yeah,
on to something.
Oh, he means it.
Tremendous interest.
Okay.
Now, granted, we still don't know if the Chinese are involved in these discussions or if they want to sell it, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter if they want to sell it or not. It's like the fine china my mom has. Like, I didn't ask her if she wanted me to sell it, but I did. So I think Trump can just go ahead and sell TikTok to anyone who's willing to put the money up. And
it's like Greenland.
Well, we should buy Greenland and then let them buy TikTok so then it won't be owned by the Chinese. Much like Musk selling X to himself, there's a lot of brilliance. I like what you're thinking there. You're right. Let's buy Greenland. Let them buy TikTok.
It's a hypothetical, but I don't think that you understand the conflict of interest that some of this stuff can serve.
I don't need to understand anything. I just need to listen. And I'm being told this will all be resolved just fine. And I love my Tic Tac, so I'm happy now.
All right. Well, we need to shear you as a sheep. You've got too much wool on you, my friend.
We've got a lot of followers on TikTok. I'm just trying to see if we can melt some of those away. So, So Trump says by the April 5th deadline, the Chinese parent company ByteDance is going to sell. I don't know if ByteDance is aware of that, but who really cares? So stay tuned.
TikTok. Who's going to buy it? You didn't tell me who's going to buy it.
Well, Trump didn't tell us either. I'm just having faith that he said a whole bunch of tremendous interest. Nick, why would he use the word tremendous if there was not a lot of interest in this? And if there's a lot of people, one of them's going to buy it. I think so.
I think that Trump's got four adjectives written on his hand. He just happened to use that one while he was talking, you know, tremendous.
Well, it's still tremendous. So whoever it is, tremendous, I mean, could be Mickey Mouse, could be Superman. I don't know what your definition of tremendous is, but it sounds like a win for America. And that's all I need to know. So tic-tac away.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
This is the only news you need to know. After all, this is Need to Know News. News you need to know. Enough said.
Okay, it is enough said. Let's talk a little bit about Elon Musk and how he, or Leon Musk, and how he continues to spiral out of control. He sat down on Fox News. He does a lot of interviews on Fox News, News Nation, that type of thing. And I don't see him coming over to MSNBC, although I did see him sit down with Don Lemon. It's been a few months. And by the way, can I just say that I like what Don Lemon's doing right now? He's kind of created his own platform. He's an independent journalist, as it were. And I like what he's doing right now.
I don't know who would just create their own little news channel on social media. Sounds like the workings of a crazy person.
Well, it could be. I mean, you know, it's tough. But he's been, you know, pounding the streets and he's been making some waves and doing some good reporting.
Sure. I'll just sit around my bedroom and do my own news, and that'll be credible.
Okay. Well, listen to this, dude, okay? Just stop for a minute, okay? I want you to hear about Leon Musk.
I will not stop. Go
ahead. Okay. Leon Musk is upset with Tim Walz, and he thinks that you don't like Tim Walz? Tampon Tim.
Loser.
Why? How come you hate him?
Well, he lost the election, so I can't listen to him anymore. And once someone loses an election, that's done. They're over. They should never come back again.
Oh, okay. Well, that's your opinion, and I guess everyone's got one. And right. They're, you know, that's
now,
yours.
You could say by that logic, Trump shouldn't be back. But again, this is his third term. He never lost an election, so he's just rolling on forward. We gave him 4 years paid off. Now he's back to do some stuff. So.
Oh, you're also an election denier.
I'm not denying. I'm acknowledging that he's on to his third term. It's okay. Math, Nick. The math is right there. So.
Tim Walz does not like Leon Musk, like many of us do not. And, you know, I don't know. I've been seeing a lot on the internet lately where people are arguing about how the boycott of Tesla is going. Let me tell you, I'm boycotting Tesla. I wouldn't have purchased a Tesla before, and I'm not going to purchase one now. But I will say that I do take a little joy in watching Elon Musk break spiritually, financially. Like, I do take some joy and glee in it, and so does Tim Walz. And Elon Musk was being interviewed on Fox News. Had a little message for Timmy.
I mean, you had Tim Walz, who's a huge jerk, running around on stage with a Tesla stock price, where the stock price had gone in half, and he was overjoyed. What an evil thing to do. What a creep. What a jerk. Like, who derives joy from that?
I do.
Ouch. I mean, Musk sounds like he's about to cry. Don't pick on the poor man. Aren't we anti-bullying?
Yeah, we are anti-bullying. And did you hear all those terrible words he called him? A jerk? You know, he was like, he's a jerk? Like, really?
His feelings have been hurt. He's just speaking from his heart. He likes to throw his heart out to people, as we all know.
Yes. Will you do that real quick? Show me what you're talking about.
He's throwing his heart. I don't know what there is to do other than to reiterate that he likes to share his heart with people.
Well,
it's like a little kid crying on the playground. Don't add insult to injury.
As his feelings fall apart, his wallet continues to fall apart as the market capped on Tesla stock at $833 a share, opening today. $249. So he's losing more and more money, and I take great joy in that.
He's trying his best, okay? And that's all we can really ask of anyone. Just you keep trying with your little electric cars. Pretty cute, you know?
Oh, yeah. Are you, since you're a Elon Musk fan, are you going to get a Tesla now?
Well, I suppose I'm boycotting Tesla in the same way I'm boycotting Rolls Royce. You know, I can't afford either of them, so yeah. I don't put any thought into it beyond that.
Okay. Yeah. So with Elon Musk, you're supporting him. He's your guy.
I'm just saying I feel bad for him. He sounds like a broken little boy, and he doesn't want to be picked on. So if I only look at it that deep, then he's clearly the victim in the scenario.
Well, he's not being a good boy. Be a good boy, and maybe things will turn around for you.
Well, what's up with Tim Walz? Is it Walz or is it Waltz? I mean, come clean already, Tim. What's your last name actually?
You know, some people would say he does that so he can hide on the internet, you know.
Well, he's clearly tiptoeing around it like a waltz, so he must be hiding something. So stop picking on Elon. What has he done that is so bad other than try to take over Mars? Don't you want to have another planet?
Well, he immigrated here illegally, dude. That doesn't bother you? I would have thought that would have bothered you.
That's how much he wants to be an American. He illegally broke into this country and then immediately became super wealthy because it's America. And I assume if we made it easier for immigrants, he wouldn't have had to do that. I think it's our fault, really.
But you don't feel the same way about brown people?
I don't acknowledge that. So, I mean, we're talking about Elon Musk, who is white. Hey, so I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt.
You do?
Wow. I think so.
What? For being white?
Yeah. Well, technically he's an African, so he is African-American, which means we should be supporting him, right? He's a minority that has risen up.
Just remember this, okay, dude? On this day, April 1st, this is the day that you lost your girlfriend and your best friend.
What? Are you people allergic to the truth?
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Starting to hurt a little. All right, here's an article I found. The headline is, I lost my job because I'm an American. An email arrived unexpectedly this week. It says, quote, we will finish what remains of the project contract, but then we are ending doing business with Americans and American businesses. I know it's not your fault, but your president just started a war. We still love the American people, but good luck.
Who said that? Tim Horton?
No, this is a renowned voiceover actor who you know from television, commercial work, documentary services. He's a voiceover guy, and he works for this Canadian company because they used to like the sound of a good, just American voice.
Sure.
Decided that because he is an American, that they will no longer employ him, which just proves the fact that Canadians are a bunch of jerks and we probably should invade their country and blow them up. They're attacking Americans. They just started a war.
Didn't start it, dude. They are finishing it. So your guy started it, Mr. Air Trump.
We're just talking. We got freedom of speech in this country. I mean, we were just spitballing ideas. Then Canada's got to get all pissy about it and fire this poor American. And he's a voiceover guy. He works with a microphone. We should have some simpatico thing going on with him.
Listen, dude, they have all the rights to say, you know what, we're not going to bring and support anything American right now because America's not supporting us as Canadians with this 51st state talk.
Well, we just gave them reason to tariff our goods, which means they're making a bunch of money off America, not Americans. It's just
doesn't work that way, dude. It doesn't work that way.
I think the money just comes when it crosses over the border. It doesn't come from any people. It just sort of comes into being. So we have given them a lot of money. And I think life in Canada was very boring before all of this. And now they're feeling a sense of patriotism up there. So you're welcome.
They're not supporting this, dude. They're not happy about it. I mean, consumers across the board in Canada are not purchasing American companies, potato chips, whatever it might be. Canadians are standing up and protesting. They want nothing to do with America right now.
Exactly. We unified Canada against
us. Hate us?
Yes. But why do you unification?
No, that's the opposite of unification. That's de-unification.
Well, tomato, tomato, they're all on the same page.
No, I mean, no, it's not the same word. You can't say tomato, tomato. It's two different meanings.
It's diplomacy. We united a country.
What to hate us.
Who cares? You're getting into semantics now. I'm just saying we have invigorated Canadians, and they should thank us for that.
Okay. All right. Well, what if they did thank us? What's the point?
Does everything need a point?
This hurts my head, dude.
Again, you're some liberal elite that just needs everything to have some academic purpose behind it. Can't things just be what they are? Why don't you want to let things just be?
Because, dude, that's not how they're supposed to be. You're evil. You've turned evil, dude. You've turned into a bad person.
Why do you think you know how things are supposed to be? That's awfully arrogant. You're not the king. Is your name Trump?
No, I am not the king. I am just merely a small human who thinks we should treat people with respect, who thinks, we should have a little decorum. We shouldn't lie. We should follow science. You know, all those things. That's the foundation of this country. What makes it good?
You're correct. So you have the right to be wrong. So God bless America. You're welcome. You're welcome again.
I don't even know what that means, dude. I don't even know what that means. I told you I had a headache before the show started. I have a major headache now.
Listen, I'm just saying, in some countries, you don't have the right to be wrong, but you do. So you're welcome.
Yeah. I thank a veteran for their service, agree. Dude.
Okay, we're on the same page. I heard you say yeah. So there you go.
Okay, I guess enough said.
This is the only news you need to know. After all, this is Need to Know News. News you need to know. Enough said.
Hey, dude, your king wants cars made in the USA amid this trade battle. And he's
what's
got,
wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it if it can get us the best made products for the best prices.
Well, here's the thing. I heard a major auto manufacturer today saying if they wanted to start building cars in America, it would take 5 to 6 years to make that happen. And that's why Trump needs the third term, so it can all still happen on his watch, which I would imagine he deserves that accolade.
Why does it have to be on his watch, though? I mean, isn't what's good for the goose good for the gander? Like, if it's good for the country, why does it matter if he's in office?
Because...
Right. Now that is logic. I will say that is grid logic.
Think about everything. Like, the hell?
We on this program have said, you know what, if Trump does something that is good for the country, for all people, we will make some acknowledgments. I would like to know what you think about this latest idea from Trump trying to get car manufacturers back to the old U.S. of A.
We're going to do something that has never been done in this country before. I'm very proud to say it was my idea. And so sometimes a simple idea, they say, how'd you think of that one? It's so simple, it was never done. If you buy a car in the United States that's made in the United States, if it's manufactured here, when you borrow money, if you borrow money, you have interest payments, we're going to let you deduct the interest payment for income tax reasons. And I think that's going to more than pay for itself. I think people are going to be, they've never had a deduction. You know, deductions are supposed to be for like rich people. I think I know more about deductions than any human being on earth. But, you know, the truth is that people that are middle income people that buy a car and actually have to borrow money, they're going to now get an interest deduction on their car if it's made in the United States. If it's made someplace else, that won't take place.
Wow.
Yo, free money for Americans. That's what I just heard.
Oh, so you you think it's a good idea?
He said it was. So it has to be, right?
Can I get a feeling just out of you, though? Do you feel like it's a good idea? What's your opinion on it?
I don't think I should be thinking for myself. I think yeah. Whatever the president says is sure. What I should go with.
The poorly educated, right?
I'm just neutral. I'm just a void. Whatever someone puts in there, I will spit back out.
What does it sound like when you say bah? I want to hear what it sounds like.
I just heard Mega 2028. So that's what I translate that to. So listen, I mean, I'm all for Americans making cars, and he's going to give me a tax write-off now. And as Trump said, he couldn't care less if cars start costing more. So if he couldn't care less, why would I be caring? You know, that guy's got more on his plate than I do. So if he doesn't care.
Well, keep in mind, he also said, I love Tesla. I love Tesla.
Yeah, the run on computer.
Yeah, he's got the computer there. My point is, bringing this story up is, you know what? I'd love to write my interest off. I've never had a deduction. You know, those deductions are meant for the rich. So I'm going to agree on this one that, yeah, I like a deduction, dude.
There you go. You see, you're getting to live the rich lifestyle. And that's the American dream.
So yeah.
You're welcome again.
Well, I'll take that one as a win. He followed it up with a weird comment. I would like to, before we end the show, just get your comments on this.
That includes our fire departments, too. They don't get spoken about enough. You know, they go into some of the areas I read where they're shooting them off ladders. Can you believe it? They go up to put out a fire, Leo, and they go and they shoot them off a ladder. It's just unbelievable.
Wow. It almost is unbelievable, right?
Almost unbelievable, but that means it is believable. So I don't want firefighters getting shot off ladders. That okay. Sounds terrible. So let's pay more for cars and save firefighters' lives.
All right. I think it's a good plan all the way around.
It all comes together beautifully. So there you go.
I've never seen you work so hard, dude.
See, I don't feel like I'm working on anything right now. I feel like I'm just sort of just letting it flow, you know?
You are. I mean, you don't need to back up anything you say, right? So that's pretty easy. You haven't fact-checked anything you've said on today's program, April 1.
Listen, critical thinking requires a lot of thinking. And who's got the time or desire for that?
Not you. But maybe next week. Maybe next week you will. I'm assuming this is just a temporary brain, you know, loss.
Who knows? Who knows? I don't want to sound foolish here on April Fool's Day.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not gonna put any thought into that either. But it is time to wrap up this fine broadcast, and my stomach hurts too for some reason. So I need to take an Alka-Seltzer or something.
Check out our social media page, won't you?
Sure, I will. Oh, the other people should too. We're on YouTube, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Reddit, and probably Truth Social after today.
Yeah, Truth Social. We should get on that one right away. Yeah, you can call our comment line 844-48-VOCAL, the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve, April Fool's Edition, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. The boys give you two new podcasts each and every week.
I, Donald J. Trump, will continue to give this show my full throat support. And if you don't want to be deported, you'll do the same. I'll be watching.
It's nice of him to watch.
Jesus.